Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Once your chaplain practice has a clear purpose and scope, the next step is to build healthy ministry rhythms. A chaplain practice should not only be clear in theory, it should also have a real pattern of care. In other words, how does this ministry actually function week by week, month by month, and season by season? Without healthy rhythms, even a meaningful ministry can become inconsistent. One month, the chaplain is highly active. The next month, everything slows down. People do not know when care is available, follow-up gets forgotten, and the practice becomes dependent on emotion instead of structure. But a healthy chaplain practice develops simple, faithful rhythms. These rhythms do not need to be complicated. In fact, the best ministry rhythms are often simple enough to repeat. Let's look at four important rhythm areas: prayer, presence, follow-up, and care. First, prayer. A chaplain practice should be covered in prayer. That means the chaplain is praying personally, but it may also mean there is a church leader, spouse, prayer partner, or small prayer team supporting the ministry. Prayer keeps the practice spiritually rooted. It reminds the chaplain that this is Christ's ministry, not a personal performance project. Second, presence. A chaplain practice needs a regular pattern of presence. That may include scheduled visits, community connection points, office hours, check-in times, care site visits, or simple availability rhythms. Presence does not mean being everywhere. It means being faithfully present in the place and field God has called you to serve. Third, follow-up. This is where many good ministries weaken. A meaningful conversation happens, but no one follows up. A family receives prayer, but no one checks in later. A struggling person shares something important, but the next contact never comes. Follow-up does not have to be complicated. It may be a call, a text, a note, another visit, or a simple invitation to reconnect. But follow-up tells people, you were not forgotten. Fourth, care. Your ministry rhythm should include the kind of care your practice is designed to offer. That might mean prayer support, listening visits, scripture encouragement, grief support, spiritual conversations, family encouragement, crisis presence, or connection to local church life. Care should match the purpose and scope of the practice. Here is an important reminder. Healthy rhythm is not the same as overextension. A chaplain who tries to do everything eventually becomes less dependable, not more. Wise rhythm includes limits. It includes rest. It includes referral awareness. It includes communication with leaders. And it includes realistic expectations for a volunteer or part-time ministry life. For example, a chaplain practice may decide, we will offer weekly visitation. We will do follow-up within 3 days when possible. We will keep a simple care log. We will meet monthly with oversight. We will pray regularly for those we serve. We will refer beyond our role when needs become clinical, legal, or highly specialized. That is not bureaucracy. That is ministry maturity. Ministry Sciences teaches us that structure supports care. Systems do not replace love. They help love become dependable. The Organic Humans Framework reminds us that people live whole lives. They need spiritual care that is relational, embodied, and grounded in reality. Consistent rhythms help chaplain care become more than a good intention. They help it become a trustworthy ministry presence. So ask yourself, what are the repeatable rhythms of this chaplain practice? How often will I serve? How will I follow up? Who will pray with me and for me? How will I stay faithful without becoming overloaded? A healthy chaplain practice is not built on random moments alone. It is built on prayerful, faithful rhythm. And over time, those rhythms help create trust, steadiness, and real local impact. When you build healthy rhythms for prayer, presence, follow-up, and care, you are not just organizing ministry, you are making ministry sustainable.